For over 6 years, Hank Thorpe hosted All of the Above Radio, the most intelligent, honest, and eclectic combo of music and talk that you never heard. But the more things change, the more things stay the same. Hank is back with a new version of the old scene. No more music, no more time constraints, but he still has great stories, great interviews, and more passion than a novel with Fabio on the cover. Once upon a time, Hank Thorpe was your bastion of good music, good talk, and full escapism. Now, Hank is your bastion for punchlines, passion, and perspective. Hank Thorpe, your former, present, and future favorite podcast host, presents all new, all different, but still, All of the Above.
I have heard over and over again that sometimes it's better to ask for forgiveness than permission. So let's see how that works out for me. Welcome to All New, All Different, but still All of the Above. New version of the old scene. My name is Hank, and I have to clear my throat this quickly into the show. Apologies. Hey, how you doing? You can find me on Facebook. My name, H-A-N-K-T-H-O-R-P-E. You can find All New, All Different, All of the Above on Facebook. I think it's still facebook.com/allofthebove radio. And feel free to email me anytime you want, allofthebove radio@gmail.com. So, ladies and gentlemen, after a lot of really hard thinking these last couple weeks, I decided to do something a little outside of the box. So I had this long conversation about podcasts with I would consider him a new friend, and I've known him, we'll say, a little less than a year, maybe about a year, we'll say. And from at time of live recording a week ago, we were having a very long conversation about different types of podcasts and things he likes to listen to. And he's getting ready to move to Albuquerque, and he's been listening to a tourism podcast about Albuquerque, kind of getting some inside information on best hiking trails and good restaurants and so on and so on. And we kind of got to talking back and forth about my show and what it is now and what it used to be. And you could kind of see a light bulb going up over his head about what the show used to be when I started to explain, well, it was music, it was talk, and I talked about this and that and a lot of this, but not much of that. And he said to me, well, where can I find the old show? And I had this big pause as I had a glass of whiskey in my hand and basically started to really get kind of in-depth about the fact that there is well over 300 episodes of All of the Above Radio that are nowhere in anybody's listening reach other than mine. So the quote, it's better to ask for forgiveness than permission, started to roll around in my head. And I have been chatting with you on these very podcast airwaves as All New, All Different, All of the Above for a while now. And I have referenced All of the Above Radio pretty much every show, if not every show. And so for those of you who are new to the, or for those of you who have only ever listened to All New, All Different, All of the Above, and have thought, well, what was the old show like? for the guy I was talking to last week, and for any of you who have listened to this show and said, well, what was the old show like? Finally decided to stop talking about it. I finally decided, as Diddy once said, don't talk about it, be about it. So, if you will notice, if you haven't already, as you scroll through Spotify or Apple Music or Deezer, I believe I'm on now, if you look through those, you will find an episode where I dipped into the archives. So throughout the time where I was on all of the above radio, or doing all of the above radio on the Fishbowl Radio Network, any time I would go on vacation, I would piece together a best of show. I would run through the last couple months of shows, find the best talk sets, and just slap together a 2-hour show. So let's go all the way back to the beginning. For those of you who are not familiar with all of the above radio at all, here's your super duper quick primer. The show was live on the Fishbowl Radio Network every Tuesday from 1 to 3. So I would drive from wherever I was living, whether it was my mother's house in McKinney or somewhere in Plano, I would drive to Arlington, right in the shadow of what is now Choctaw Stadium and Cowboys Stadium. Do that drive every week, 30 minutes each way. When I lived at my mother's, it was far longer, not the point. But every Tuesday I did the show. It was 2 hours. It was indie music, and it was talk. And the way the show started was that it was a lot more music and a lot less talk. But the more I started to realize I had something to say and people were listening to it, I started to lower the amount of music I was playing and just have more talking going on. And then started to get a little traction and confidence and brought in some interviews. Talked to a lot of really fun and interesting people. People from whiskey distillers to cupcake bakery owners to master brewers to pole dance fitness instructors, all up and down the really weird world of DFW. And basically what every one of those people had in common is that they had a lot of passion for what they did. Passionate people, very easy to interview. Just as easy to talk to, but very easy to interview. So, I did this show from May of 2012 to the end of January of 2019. So there is a lot of shows that I did. And this was worth, we'll call it 45 weeks a year. So like I said, there's well over 300 episodes. And there's none of them that can be found on any podcasting platform until now. And here's why. So here's where we get into some slightly technical and or legal jargon. Spotify is not a huge fan of podcasts playing somebody else's music. There's a licensing thing going on, and if I were gonna guess, and this is me talking a little bit out of school, I would guess Spotify would rather make the money themselves off of playing the music versus a podcaster possibly making some level of money off of it. Now, let me just go ahead and tell you, I have no advertisers, so I'm not making money off of any music you might hear. But at the same time, there is a legal precedent for it. You have to, in the beginning process of me getting onto Spotify, they had to review my show. I have no idea how long it takes, I have no idea what they actually do, but I would be willing to guess there's some algorithm that scans to find whether or not you're playing somebody else's music, somebody else's property, so on and so on and so on. I don't know. But it's been such a long time that anybody has heard the original All of the Above Radio. And I've talked about it just so much to you that I feel like I need to try to slip some through the cracks. So for as long as I can possibly keep them on the page, you're going to get a couple episodes of the best of All of the Above. I don't plan on putting just individual shows up, because that would require me to have to go back and listen to the show from left to right and see how good the whole show was. There are some shows that I did. There's a lot of shows that I did that were good from left to right. But if you're doing 45 shows a year, anywhere between 45 and 50 shows a year, for 2 hours every Tuesday, and you're talking for 10 to 15 minutes at a time, 3 times an hour, I can't promise you that every single talk break, every single topic is riveting. I just can't promise it. As the album cover for Primus's greatest hit says, they can't all be zingers. So what I did do, however, is take all of those zingers and slap them together into best of shows. And that's what I would play, or that's what I would submit to Fishbowl for them to play while I was on vacation. So I thought, you know what? Let me just go back, find a great best of episode, and give it to you guys. Because if you've been curious what All of the Above was like, I want you to know. And truthfully, those shows are so, so good that I feel like you need to hear them. So here's a little bit of a primer. If you haven't listened to the Best of All of the Above show yet, and if you're not familiar with what the old show was, you are now going to get the best and the worst thing about what All of the Above Radio was. There's two things about All of the Above Radio that I constantly heard, man, I love this, or man, I can't stand this. There's two of them. One was the music. So not everybody was there to listen to the music. Not everybody was there to listen to indie, alternative, and all the types of music that come from that come out from the umbrella. I have heard so many people say, wow, I found a new artist because of you. Wow, I went to a great concert because I heard this musician on your show. Or, hey, why don't you give this artist a listen? It was a beautiful circle and spiral that was being passed to and from me in terms of the music. And indie music at that time, it kind of came at the perfect time for me because I was looking for something new to listen to. And to this day, a large percentage of it still speaks to me. Now, I will tell you this. When you spend that much time just listening to new music, to a different type of music, and you're just overflowing yourself with music for the sake of putting it on a show, to have interesting new music every single week for 45 to 50 shows a week, it's not all going to be home runs. Or it's not all going to be memorable. Because I can quickly tell you that some of the music I played on All of the Above Radio, when I go back and listen to old episodes, I quickly say, who the hell is that? What the hell is this? Why am I playing this? But then there's some, far more than some, there's a ton of music that I say, wow, I remember exactly where I was the first time I heard that. I was so excited to see them live. This song changed me this way. I still listen to this band, and here's why. There's so many of those. Thankfully, there's so many more of those than the what the hell was I doing. But there are some people that straight up said, I skipped right through the music and went straight to you talking. Okay. It was a 2-hour show I did every week. If you want to skip, we'll call it 32 minutes of the show just to hear me talk. I'm not crying. Don't let me stop you. You may be short sheeting yourself by not hearing something new or interesting, but you know what? That's on you. It's kind of like if people come to a restaurant and say, man, I really love your food, but your cocktails are just okay. I'll drink a beer, but your cocktails are just okay. Okay, you don't have to drink the old-fashioned. You're in the building, okay. You're paying me, okay. You don't have to like every single thing. You don't have to get an appetizer, a cocktail, an entree, a dessert, and give a referral. I mean, you can just show up and pay and be cool. It's fine by me. So that's one of the two things that was always the best and worst thing about my show. The previous show, All of the Above Radio. The other thing that was so very polarizing, every single conversation I would have, and it was dead down the middle of people saying, man, I wish you would just stick to one topic, or I love how you jump from every which direction. So once again, when you do a 2-hour show and roughly 90 minutes of it is conversation and observational humor and dollar store psychology and general ranting, to stick with one topic for 90 minutes, not easy. You have to get really, really deep. You have to get really deep with research or with feelings or with experiences. You have to go very deep to talk about one thing for 90 minutes. I can do it. But on All of the Above Radio, I rarely did. Usually, I would have one talk set. We'll call it for 15 minutes. Sometimes as much as 30. And then I would take a break, play a song, and then move on to a different topic. And then play a song and move on to a different topic. Every so often, if I was still hot on a topic, I would get to it the next week or a month later. And sometimes if I was real hot on a topic, I would play a song and just come right back to it because I wasn't done yet. But usually, it would be topic, song, new topic, song, new topic. And that drove some people absolutely crazy. Some people would just straight up say, man, I don't know, I just wish you would focus in on one thing and just talk about that the whole time. And some people would say, I love how you jump from this to that to whatever. Now, the more true thing about this world is that there's probably more people with a attention span for a 15-minute topic versus a 2-hour topic. But I don't know that for sure. I just kind of am going based on what I think the general attention span of the world is, thanks to the information age and the cell phone information age and the social media age and the TikTok generation. I mean, attention spans were getting worse and worse when I was a teenager. I have said over and over again to anybody that will listen, or possibly to myself, that my brain kind of works like the beginning montage to WWF Raw. Some of you get this, and some of you will have to get on YouTube. If you just put in, say, WWF Attitude Era Raw, it's maybe a 45-second intro, but it's really loud music, and it's a whole bunch of cut scenes of different wrestlers doing different moves, doing different poses, doing different faces, all just super, 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 super quick. And, I mean, that's where attention spans were going in 1998. We're in 2022 now, and you know how much faster information goes these damn days. Not saying it's bad, just letting you know what I think. So you have now heard the two things that were the most important pillars of all of the above radio, the music and the talk, were the two most polarizing. Kind of awesome. I will give you just a little primer, by the way. Once again, for those of you who are not super duper familiar with how all of the above radio worked, if you were not a listener to it, or if you listened already to that best of show and some things left you with a light bulb over your head, one of the things I did the whole time, and I thought of this long before I started the show, before the show even began, I thought, you know what? My name is my brand. I am Hank Thorpe. Hey, how you doing? I am the podcaster. I am the guy who is the voice of all of the above radio. And now all new, all different, all of the above radio. But I had lots of different people on as voices, as opinions, as storytellers. And these people were hanging out with me and I was telling stories that involved them. But what I tried to do was, for lack of a better word, protect their identity. So instead of just telling a story and saying people's names, very much like G.I. Joe, I was using code names. So if you're familiar with G.I. Joe, ask your parents. If you would look on the back of the G.I. Joe toy, it had a full bio card. So you look at the front of the G.I. Joe, if you look at the front of the packaging, it's got a comic book style action drawing of the hero or the villain, G.I. Joe or Cobra. And it's the toy is sealed behind the plastic, and their weapons are sealed behind the plastic, and you have the name of the soldier: Recoil, Destro, Snake Eyes, Wild Bill, Shipwreck, Quick Kick, so on and so on. But then you'd flip to the back and it would have that scissor line of the bio card for that soldier. And so it would say what their real name was, what their job title was, and then it would give you this bio of they grew up in Roadblock. He's the chef, and he's the heavy artillery guy, and he grew up in Harlem, and developed a love of food when he was 12, when he used to cook for his five brothers, and then joined the army and became a chef. Anyway, so similar to G.I. Joe, I gave almost every one of my show contributors and friends of the show a code name. For example, my then friend, eventually girlfriend, now wife, her name is Haley. So, once upon a time, her code name was Kid Comet. An ode, in part, to Haley's Comet itself, but also, it's a bit of a nod, it's a bit of a personal nod, in my own mind, to the old cartoon, The Teen Force. Kid Comet, the guy who ran so fast that he could turn into a comet. And then, by the way, once we started dating, she was upgraded to the name KC Masterpiece. She's from the Kansas City area. The barbecue sauce, kind of tasty. It fit. And then, another example, let's see. I have a good friend who used to be a very serious part of the show, an online or and an in-studio contributor named Allison. Her last name, Barker. So I just used to love the show The Price is Right. So she was called Barker's Beauty. Sometimes the code names were right on the nose. Sometimes there were some dopey thing that I heard that I just kind of flipped it into my own thing. Sometimes they made sense, sometimes they didn't. They all made sense to me. But if I tried to explain them, nah, I can't promise that they did. So there's going to be some times where you're listening to one of these All of the Above Radio Best Of shows, and you're going to hear me randomly say Kid Comet or White Lightning or Hailstorm. And you're going to think, wait, what? What just happened? I'm not referencing the band Hailstorm. I'm referencing a former co-host. So, let's see. I'm trying to think if there's any other thing I need to... prep you on. Truthfully, I feel like that's about it. Other than, I will tell you this. There's music, and it's basically a bit of an encapsulation of the stuff I was really into at the time. And some of it still is very much part of my love of music and my DNA. I'll tell you what, if it wasn't for my time doing All of the Above Radio and being essentially an A&R man and just digesting endless amounts of new music, there's probably 3 to 4 hours worth of music that would never have existed at my wedding cocktail hour playlist. So, for those of you who don't know, I was 95% in charge of the music for the wedding that I just had with my now wife, formerly Kid Comet, now my wife. And I put together, I can't get to Spotify right now because of where the positioning of the microphone, but I put together, I think it was 5 different playlists. Individual playlists. I put together an R&B playlist, a country music playlist, a 90s playlist, and then a classics, which was just 60s, 70s, and 80s. And then I put together I called it hipster-ish playlist, which was a whole lot of indie music. Each of those lists was broken down individually, and then I took the best songs from each playlist and put them into one cocktail hour list for the wedding. The hipster-ish list was 5 hours long. And it's a damn good list, by the way. And if I were to go through it, if I were to just, like the old movie Minority Report, just kind of put my hand, or like Iron Man, put my hands in the air like one of those big crazy computers they have on either of those movies and start taking the songs and show you which songs I played on All of the Above Radio, it would be a bunch of them. It would absolutely be a bunch of them. But if there's one thing, and this is me tooting my proverbial horn for one quick second. If there's one thing I noticed, the show that I put up, the best of show that I put up is from January of 2019. It's the last best of show I did. So it was the last of, so we'll just call it the last 3 or 4 months of All of the Above Radio. I can remember one of the topics I talked about was from August of 2018. So we went all the way back to, we'll just call it August of 2018 to make that January 2019 Best Of show. The thing that I noticed, and this is me tooting my own horn for one quick second, is that I was really good. And here's how I expand. There were times where people would ask me about my show, and I would kind of be a little bit drawn in or quiet or sheepish about it. And it was not fair of me to do this, but I was kind of, as I was talking about my show, I was kind of gauging the temperature of the person I was talking to and kind of profiling how much they would like it. I spent far too much time in the All of the Above Radio days trying to figure out every single person I talked to whether they would like it or not, instead of just putting it in their lap and saying, here you go, whatever you feel about it, who cares? One of my big issues in the All of the Above Radio days, and in my single days, and so on and so on and so on, life imitates art. I was not exactly good with rejection. And because All of the Above Radio was such a part of me, I absolutely struggled to not take it personal if somebody didn't listen or somebody didn't like it. It was rare, but it caused me to not tell nearly enough people about it. We always hear the people that are most successful in sales, especially cold calling, are the people that have no problem getting hung up on because they'll just get back on the phone and call the next person. Or the most successful people in the single world can talk to 15 women in an hour versus two. Life is a numbers game in so many different ways, and I was not necessarily a good participator in the numbers game because I spent too much time keeping myself connected to the show versus just saying, whatever you feel about it, you go right ahead. Doesn't bother me. Because it did bother me. Not going to lie. But here's me going back to the original point, is to say, I was really good. If there was a few things I think I was good at. I was good at giving genuinely riveting presentation to a topic you may not have cared about. I was really very good at starting a conversation and making sure, no matter how badly I seemed like I was driving off the road, no matter how badly it seemed like the alignment on the car was pulling me left or pulling me right, I was able to get you exactly where the conversation needed to end. And usually all those details where it seemed like I was going to the left or going to the right or going too far off the rails, it was all part of what I needed to tell you. It was all part of what I wanted you to know. It was all creating one gigantic picture. It wasn't necessarily a paint-by-numbers presentation. It was a little bit more abstract. But if you were to look to the left and see what the painting was supposed to look like, hey, this is the end result. But then you were going to go to the right and say, how the hell is he getting there? I got you there. Because as I listened to the Best Of show, because I wanted to edit it or make sure it was cleaned up or properly write down all the songs and the writing credits, I listened to the whole two-hour show that I have since presented to you now on Spotify and on all the different podcasting platforms. I listened to every minute of it. And there was occasional moments where I was listening to my own show saying, how did I do that? How did I get it back there? That was really good. This is me critiquing my own work. This is me impressed with my own work. And that's how I can tell you, I was good. That show was really good. All New, All Different, All of the Above is still very good. It's just different. See what I did there? This version of the show is a little different. It's not as polished because I'm not doing it every Tuesday. Maybe we'll figure something out. I don't know. Maybe we'll get there. Maybe we'll figure out a more regular schedule of presentation for these so that those of you on long road trips have a little more to listen to. But that's for another day. I just know that going back into the archive and listening to one of my best of shows just showed me just how well crafted I was in what I was doing. And it makes me even more proud to go back and listen to it. You can be proud of it as it's happening. That's very hard for me, by the way. It's very hard in the moment to stop and enjoy the moment. Which really sucks, because that's kind of a pillar of my life, is to, you know, remind people to stop and breathe and do that whole Ferris Bueller thing. Couldn't stand the movie. Like the sentiment, though. Stop and enjoy, you know? I don't have an overly intelligent off-ramp for this episode. Other than to say, I hope you very much enjoy me finally presenting to you what all of the above radio was. I got sick of talking about it and not having something for you to listen to. I started to feel bad that I was talking so highly about the old show and didn't have something to present to you. So I'm very happy that I took the time. And by the way, the whole thing about the music, hopefully the fact that I have given full credit to the writers of the song and written the disclaimer that I don't own the rights to the music, hopefully that keeps me safe. Whenever you see people posting on TikTok or Facebook or whatever, that's usually what they do, is they try to separate themselves from the music, other than to say, hey, I'm just borrowing this. There is that partial fear. For those of you, once again, who used to watch all of the above radio on Facebook Live, there were moments where the show would get taken off of Facebook Live because Sony BMG was listening live and would just come and just take the show off the air. Or they would advise Facebook to do it. And you would go back later and have to basically give them the option. You could, as you were doing your broadcast live, you could say proceed anyway or this, that, or whatever, and then after the show was over and it was reviewed, you could basically represent the show with that audio clip taken out. The song that whatever distributor owned that didn't want you to play it, you could just go without. You could just represent your program without their music, which is usually what I did. I'm hoping that I'm able to keep this episode up, this best of show up, and I'm hoping that I have the time to edit one or two more best of all of the above radios, because I want you to hear not just one, but more than one. I want you to hear some of the topics I was talking about, and I want you to agree or disagree with the statement that I was really good at how I presented the information and how I gave the topics and how I had conversations. Which, by the way, all of the above radio at gmail.com or THEHRT3 at gmail.com. Feel free to let me know how you feel about it. Very much looking forward to giving you another episode or two of the best of all of the above radio. And by the way, another thing you can tell is when you go back and listen to these old shows from, we'll call it 2018, 2019, maybe even further back, I don't know, is just the difference in me. Because Lord knows, from when I started the show in May of 2012 to when I ended the show that version of it. In 2019, I was several different people. And even in middle of 2019 to now, as your host of All New, All Different, All of the Above Radio, I tend to think I'm a slightly different person somewhere in there also. So there's so many things you might be able to wade through, whether it's the music or my personality changes or the style in which I presented the information and had conversations and sparked conversations, all of it. There's lots and lots of things to unpack in there, and it's going to be a lot of fun, and we'll do it together. Alloftheaboveradio at gmail.com, THEHRT3 at gmail.com. Either way, we'll chat it up as we go. It's going to be fun. And by the way, I have a new toy I'm messing around with here. It was kind of right in front of my face, and I just never thought about doing it, but I bought an acoustic shield. It's just a $40 something Amazon piece. We live in a two-bedroom condo. Two-bedroom, two-bath. Thank goodness, two-bathroom. And there's so we don't have a big enough home that I can have a dedicated studio space where I have the soft walls so things don't bounce. And up to this point, anywhere I have been in my home to do the show creates some level of echo or cavernous sound. I think we all remember the episode where I had the dryer going. Or the episode I did where things were bouncing off the walls just a little too much. Or the fact that I have never figured out how to use the mixer that somebody convinced me to buy. So that's $200 on a mixer and a new microphone that I have pissed away. But you know what? This microphone that I am talking to you on now, I've had it for a solid 6 years. It's never done me wrong. So you know what? Let's see if a $40 acoustic shield helps me rein in some of the extraneous sounds that may have taken away from your experience in the past. And the fact that I now have this shield is kind of giving me the thought that maybe I can do the show anytime I want to. Maybe I can do the show at 1 a.m. from the guest bedroom while my wife is asleep. Because as recently as 2 months ago, I was thinking, well, that one show that I tried didn't get amazing reviews for the sound. No, I am not bitter about it, by the way. I take those comments and I get offended, but then I take them in stride and say, well, what can I do to fix it? So here we are. If the show sounds better now because of this acoustic shield, be prepared to get more shows at any random time versus being able to only do it in one place at a certain time, feeling a certain type of way. We'll see. Let me know. So let's go ahead and clip it here for the day. It's been a fun quick chat. It's been fun reminiscing a little bit about the previous days of All of the Above Radio. It's been fun letting you all know how much fun I had doing it. And I'm looking forward to the conversations that we have about it. So over the next couple weeks, I intend to give you a couple of episodes, two or three more at most, of the best of All of the Above Radio. But I also intend to give you fresh episodes of All New, All Different, All of the Above. So you should be getting a little bit of both. Some of you who were familiar with the old show, it won't be new material to you, or it will be a refresher on old material to you. So, and for some of you, all of it's going to be new, and that's pretty freaking awesome. All the same, if you're on a road trip and you were wanting to listen to me, you're going to get me. I'm here for you. So we will do this again soon. And soon after that, and soon after that, and soon after that. This has been all new, all different, all of the above. My name is Hank. May there be a next time. I say till next time.